Radio Prague News.
Czechs will be able to work without restrictions in both Germany and Austria starting May 1st, when the transition period limiting Czechs' access to those labor markets expires. The finance minister has announced that starting 2012, the state will no longer contribute funds to building savings accounts, and the Czech Republic's official wedding gift to Prince William and Kate Middleton will be a horse of the rare Kladruber breed. Starting May 1st, Czechs will be able to work in Germany and Austria without any restrictions. The day marks the expiration of legislation that limited access to the German and Austrian labor markets for citizens from newer EU member states. In the past, Czechs as well as citizens from other more recent member states had to apply for a work permit with the German or Austrian authorities to be able to work in either country. The expiration of this law will put an end to a 7-year transition period that started in 2004, when the Czech Republic, along with states such as Slovakia, Poland and Hungary, joined the EU but were not free to seek employment in Germany or Austria without applying for a work permit first. German experts do not expect that a significant number of citizens from abroad will flood the German labor market. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said on Thursday that he is planning to discontinue state support of building savings plans entirely starting 2012. He added that discontinuing state contributions to such building savings plans would save about 13 billion crowns annually and relieve the state budget of a significant strain. The change in legislation would affect roughly 5 million Czech account holders. Mr. Kalousek's announcement came as a reaction to a ruling from the Constitutional Court, which on Wednesday overturned a recent government reform of building savings accounts, satisfying a complaint raised by the opposition Social Democrats. The court found the law unconstitutional in that it retroactively affects contracts signed under different conditions. The Czech Republic's gift to Prince William and Kate Middleton on occasion of the royal couple's wedding to be held in London on Friday will most likely be a horse of the rare Kladruber breed, the director of the national stud farm Kladruby nad Labem told the media on Thursday. He added that he had picked a 5-year-old stud of one of the most precious bloodlines within the breed, the Favory line, and would be honored to give it to the young couple. The government has confirmed the information. The Kladruber is the oldest Czech horse breed and today is among the rarest in general. The European Commission has decided that spreadable butter, a traditional product from the Czech Republic, will not be granted the EU specialty label. The Commission argued that the name spreadable butter was deceiving since the product only contains about 30% of milk fat, while under EU regulations any spread labeled butter has to contain at least 80% of milk fat. The Commission added that the name could mislead some EU consumers. This is the first case in which the Commission has turned down a request by the Czech Republic for one of its products to be granted the specialty label. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The coming days are expected to be cloudy to clear, with scattered showers and daytime temperatures of around 18 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Berufka, and this brings us to the end of today's news.